In this hurricane season, as Texas residents clean up after Claudette and a tropical storm looms at sea, we'd like to recall the most intense hurricane on record. It struck the Florida Keys in 1935. We learned about it while reading an unusual book called James Dean Died Here. It catalogs many American cultural sites. You may recall that we promised to visit some of those places over the summer, and we start with the memorial to the victims of that deadly hurricane in Isla Mirada, Florida. Jim Klupper is the librarian at the Isla Mirada Public Library, located right across the highway from that monument, and he joins us from the site of the memorial. Hi, Mr. Klupper.
Hi, Steve.
What's the monument look like?
It's a large, it's made out of coral rock, fossil coral rock, which is quarried right down the road here. It was built by the WPA, and it has a bas-relief sculpture inset into the front of it of palm trees and a hurricane. There's a large platform in front of the monument with a ceramic map of the immediate area. And inside that platform are the ashes of many of the cremated storm victims. The monument itself stands probably 20, 25 feet tall.
Now, you said it was built by the Works Progress Administration, which was a Depression-era service that provided work to people who were jobless. And I gather that the WPA actually had work ongoing when the storm struck.
Yes, many of the victims of the storm were World War I veterans who were here working with the WPA.
What were these WPA workers doing there before the hurricane?
They were involved in building U.S. Highway 1. At that time, there was no highway to Key West. There was only a railroad. And they were building a parallel highway. And here in Isla Mirada, there were probably close to 1,000 of them living on this island. And they were working on bridges. They were building parallel bridges to the already existing railroad bridges.
Can you tell me the story of this storm? What happened?
The storm, the thing to remember is this was 1935, and hurricane prediction was nothing compared to what it is today. The storm was looked on as a fairly minor storm. It came up pretty suddenly, late in the season, on Labor Day. Came across Cuba, approached the Keys, and most of these veterans, the WPA workers, were living in canvas tents. They had virtually no shelter at all. There was a total of nearly 600 people killed within 10 miles of where we're standing.
Killed by wind or by water?
Water. There was about a 15-foot storm surge.
Have you found any stories about people who survived?
Yes, there are still a few people around who survived. I get a chance to talk to some of them every once in a while.
They still live in town?
Yes. Until just recently, I don't remember the exact date, but it was only about 15 years ago that they stopped opening in this monument. There were so many bodies blown so far that they've found, over the years, they've found bodies, you know, in the 60s and 70s. And as I said, there's a tile map on the top of it, and they used to open it every time one of the survivors died, and they would put his ashes in there. But it was really damaging the monument.
Do most people who are coming and going from the Florida Keys even know this monument is there?
Well, it's pretty obvious as you drive up the highway. I imagine almost everybody sees it, but not too many people stop. I imagine most people just drive past and wonder what it is.
Well, now some folks will know, I guess.
That's right.
Jim Klupper is standing by the Isla Mirada Hurricane Monument in Upper Metacombi Key, Florida, by the side of U.S. Highway 1. Mr. Klupper, thanks very much.
You're welcome.